Glenn Healy, good morning. How are you?
We're in round one. Could you imagine if this thing goes deep? Oh, goodness. It'd be something special, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So take me through the Maple Leafs mindset of, you know, sitting nervously in the dressing room in game one and where they were after last night's overtime victory.
Well, their youth showed early in the sense that they didn't quite believe they were where they were. And they got themselves down a little bit early in the game, obviously. And, boy, they're resilient. And from what I see is now they believe, and not like they didn't before, but they truly believe now that maybe the recipe of their team versus this Washington team might lead to a series success. This Washington defense looks slow. The Leaf forwards look fast. And you start to look at this team and say to yourself, they can beat the Washington Capitals. And I think that's what every Toronto Maple Leaf player woke up to think today when they looked at the series at 2-1 and said, we've got the momentum. We can beat this hockey club.
Glenn, I looked at it from game 30 on last night after the game, and from game 30 on, so the last 52 games of the year, the Leafs had 64 points, the Caps had 67. Is there something to be said? Now, I thought Buffalo would be like this 2 years ago, where you go, the young teams tend to start slow, and then they figure it out. 19, 20, 21-year-olds figure it out. But that's jarring to me, and it should be jarring to the Capitals and their supporters that that's a President's Trophy winning team, and the Leafs almost played them point for point the last 52 games. Most fans wouldn't know that.
Yeah, you know what? When you look at the Leaf teams, even last year or the year before with Babcock behind the bench, they have structure in their game. They don't give up many goals. If you're to look at that stretch of games, how many times did they give up more than three goals? Not often. Even last year with Leo Komarov as their best player, they didn't give up many goals. And so they're in every game. And then you add on top of that a young group of forwards. Now, you don't have to name them. We all know who they are, but who can hurt you on the scoreboard, and that's what they're doing now. And then you've got your specialty teams war, which last year was dreadful, and this year is exceptional. And last night, you know, you break down the game. You get some really good plays by Nazem Kadri where, you know, he goes to the body with Komarov. You get a penalty kill that's exceptional at the exact right time. And then you got a young line that hurts the Washington Capitals team that, you know, looks like they were wearing new skates, but they just failed to take them out of the box. And so all of that put together, you know, you start to look at this team and you say, with structure, with their offensive skill, there isn't many teams in the league that they can't play with. And that's what they're showing in this series. And so, great, you won the President's Trophy. I won the President's Trophy. It's the stupidest trophy in the world in the sense that it comes in two parts. So if you pick it up the wrong way, you break it. That doesn't matter now.
It doesn't matter.
You know, here you're on a two-week war, and they have found a way with a bunch of group, a bunch of guys from this group, to make a difference. And so you ask those guys today, do you believe? And that's the biggest thing in playoffs. The answer is yes.
All right, Stanley Cup champion Glenn Healy. And we talk about the Leafs. Do they believe? They woke up this morning with the belief that they can beat the Washington Capitals. But I think as much as anything else, this wasn't supposed to happen to them. The Washington Capitals woke up this morning thinking they can beat us.
Well, you know, absolutely. And, I it's funny. When I was watching the game, it reminded me of the show I watched last year when they played the Pittsburgh Penguins. And the Pittsburgh Penguins' forte was a team that played fast offensively, and a team that played fast defensively. So you get the puck, you have no time, you have no space, you can't make plays. When Pittsburgh got the puck last year, same thing. You're on the attack, you gain territory, chip and chase, and you're behind their defense, and their defense looks immobile. Does that remind you anything? How about the show I'm watching now? It's almost the same thing, but there's no Sidney Crosby as the star actor. So there's a lot of elements of what beat Washington last year versus Pittsburgh, which has put the Toronto Maple Leafs ahead of this Washington team, even though they were the regular season darling. Mm-hmm. But a lot of those elements I see.
Glenn Healy joining us. Let's talk about coaching for a sec, because I want to ask about the Barry Trotz, Mike Babcock, Justin Wells. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but you're a former player, so you tell me. You come to the island from L.A., there's Al Arbor. You get to the Rangers, there's Mike Keenan. A couple of years into Toronto, there's Pat Quinn. I got to believe there might be veterans in Washington. As much as we all think Barry Trotz a good coach, good tactically, motivates well, there have to be players in there who probably wish that there was a coach of more accomplishment. He's seventh all-time in career games. And I know a few of those early Nashville teams, not much you could do with. I get that. But he's seventh all-time in games. He's 43rd in playoff wins. He's never been out of the quarterfinals. Is that a thing? Do players think that and go, like I said, Arbor, Keenan, Quinn, the guys you played for, you could never question their resumes.
Well, the one thing that when you name those guys that stands out to me is presence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they walked into a room, you were paying attention. You know, Scott Moore walks into your studio. Are you paying attention? Probably.
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah, if not, you're not doing the radio.
I want to, Elliot. You have to. That's the difference. Yeah.
So they had a presence, and they had a message that you believed. Mm-hmm. And when they had coach speak, you were all in. There was no half in. There was no, you know, I'm going to do it on my own. I've got my own strategy is how I'm going to win this series. No, you were buying into them in a big way. You know, and I'll go before Trotz. I think the Washington team, when you look at their coaching, whether it was Cassidy, whether it was Oates, whether it was
Bruce Boudreau,
you go down the list. All those coaches had no NHL experience, and they were given the reins of an NHL team. Now, Boudreau has some now, but back then he didn't. And so you've almost set the table with guys like Ovechkin and Backstrom almost before you even gave the team to Trotz. And so these guys were almost predisposed to think a certain way. And, you start to question, if you've not been to the third round ever, is it the right way that you're thinking? And that's kind of what you think now, where you say,
yeah,
you know, I wonder if this team has that ability to buy into what Trotz is selling, or the ability to make a difference when, you know, when I look at the coaches that I had, there was no doubting. When Pat Quinn walked into a room, all eyes on deck. Like, it was, you pay attention to this guy. Otherwise, he was probably going to take a magic marker and stuff it in your ear.
So am I too hard on a Trotz or Boudreau? Where we all saw that HBO 24/7 footage where Boudreau comes in and starts dropping F-bombs, and the players are giggling. I never even felt like he could control the room after
that. But Greg, at some point, the players have to take responsibility and go out there and win a hockey game.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and I would say Ovechkin, you know, would be he's the shepherd, right? You want to scatter the sheep, you go after him. And that's what the Leafs did last night. They went after the big boy, and did he respond? I thought Kuznetsov was the dominant player, but I didn't look Ovechkin and think he was dominant in any way. I was kind of hoping that the Olympics would start tomorrow. Send him on his way. Away you go. We have a better chance without you. It hasn't been where their big guys have stepped up in a game like last night. You know, you've got to look at, there's two sides, the yin and the yang. There's what Washington did early, but it's not a five-minute hockey game. It's 60 minutes. And it's the response that I like from the Maple Leafs, where they were resilient, they were fast, their young guys chipped in, Komarov chipped in, Kadri chipped in. There was a whole group of players that made for this to be something that doesn't really happen in the regular season, where you come back where you've got a deficit on your hands. And, you know, you can look at that Leaf defense and criticize it all you want, but they're mobile and they've made a difference, and Washington didn't seem to find a way to expose them. And a lot of that is to what you just mentioned earlier, your structure with your coaching staff and your ability to believe, trust me, when I tell you this, it's going to happen, and at the end of it all, we will be successful. I think that's what they're believing in the presence and the message of Babcock and what they have in that roster.
All right, so before the series started, we heard Mike Babcock saying, I'm going to tell these guys what the playoffs are all about. They're not going to believe me, and then they're going to find out what it is. What have they found out? What have the young guys found out that they know now that they didn't know before?
Well, the regular season doesn't mean anything, I think. And I've had that as well. I mean, we were in 93 playing against the two-time Stanley Cup champs in Pittsburgh. And did we have a chance in that series? Well, if you look at the regular season numbers, we didn't have a chance. So it just, it's all little snippets, right? The last night's game, the first 5 minutes, wash it away, and then take the next 55 minutes and you know, really start to believe in what your club can accomplish. You know, time and space, yes, the intensity level's high. I can tell you, round one, lots of upsets, lots of intensity, lots on the line. Round two is faster. Round three is really fast. And I can tell you from ice level, round four is a whirlwind. And so, you know, we're in round one. It's exciting. They've got two wins. They're halfway there. And you know, from their standpoint, you've got home ice now, and you've washed away a great season for the Washington Capitals, and you planted a seed of doubt.